And every time I stopped and I couldn't take it anymore, I went into my room and I cried out. The Bible says that I watered the couch with my tears. I poured out. But what you do for other people does not go without reward. I managed within 3 months to sell my father's house, to make him back to good health. We traveled back to England together. And he lived with me for 18 months. And I still got no help. By the time December 2022 came, I was broken. Broken. I had nothing else left to give. I was broken and I cried and I said, Lord, I've been abused violently for 13 years. Every bit of abuse that you look at in the definition of abuse, I've been there. And I became broken. But one thing I learned to do is that when I can't pray, I praise. When I can't get on my knees, I worship. And I learned to worship God through my tears. I learned to pour out in the midst of my tears. And this faithful God that we serve, he never let me down. Look at me now. You wouldn't know that I've been through the things that I've been through. You wouldn't see the scars that were on the inside and the pain that was in my mind and my body. You couldn't understand it, but Jesus did. Hallelujah. So I make no apologies when I worship. I'm unapologetic with my praise. I'm unapologetic. It's only when I come here I have to behave myself. But when I go in my house, I run. I worship. I run around my furniture. I go upstairs and I run around my bedroom. Thank God I don't have a husband because it thinks me crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus Christ. I'm crazy to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the great I am, and the rock of my salvation. Oh my God, I remember one day, I said to God, what can I do? I tell him, what can I do? And I felt his presence. And I said, I just want to lay my head on your bosom, Lord. I just want to lay down and rest on your bosom. And I felt God's arms cover me and surround me. And he made me know that I'm okay. I'm going to make it. And here I am today. Oh my God, when January came in 2022, God said to me, separate yourself. I said, what? Separate yourself. Cut out all the toxicity out your life. Pastor preached an exact message this morning. I did more than delete. Not left in a Fimi phone. I have nothing left in there. If you ask my children, if you ask my best friend, I said, don't contact me. And God put me on my own for 8 months this year. My God, when Pastor talked about the circumcision of the heart, I don't know if any cut out things, anything was left. I'm sure, said God, if we build back a new heart. The only problem with this new heart of mine is I need to get shares in a tissue company because I cry all the time. I'm just crying and I'm crying and I'm crying and I'm crying in my room about the needs of God's people. Because there's brokenness. There's things that we can't talk about. And we sit on them day after day. And we can't confide in anybody. Because we don't know whether the church is going to back us. But one thing we can do, you can have a little talk with Jesus. Hey, tell him all about your problem. He will hear your faintest cry. And he will answer by and by. Have a little talk with Jesus. Come on, man. When we go through 2024, it can't be the the same as 2023 and 2022 and 2021. Come on, ask God for the circumcision of the heart. My God, it takes you to surrender.